Lightning Coach John Cooper here to take your questions. Please raise your hand and wait for the microphone. We'll take questions for Coach starting front right.
John, how much have you liked the way that your team game is built up here in four games, kind of going through the first four to where you're at right now?
Well, we've progressively gotten better, and I think we took some more positive steps tonight. We had a bit of a layoff, and I think now we're starting to find our game, and now we just have to keep this going in New York.
You encourage your defenseman to jump up in the rush there. Like, what do you think of Bogosian's play there? Is that the first one?
Yeah, every playoffs he seems to do one of those special plays. I think it was last year, the one with Coleman, or was that 2 years ago? Yeah, the bubble. And but what a big goal for us. 2.5 minutes in, get the crowd was into it. And it's not like we've had to lead a ton in this series. And so, make him play from behind and chase it early, that was good for us, and put a big play by Bogo.
Over here on the right. Standing up.
John, you didn't play particularly well 5-on-5 the first two games in New York. Up there, you talked about the team being able to self-correct itself. Is that what we've seen the last couple of days? Is the sign of a mature team that sort of figured out what it was doing wrong?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think I don't underestimate how hard it is to play in the playoffs, extreme intense games, and then take 10 days off. You can't replicate that coming in, and we're playing a really strong Rangers team who've come off a couple big emotional series wins, and they went right in and took it to us. And so in saying that, we knew we had, take that part of it aside, clearly we had some puck management issues, and however you want to explain that, we weren't tired, we were just making some poor decisions. And so if you want to move on, you have to tighten that stuff up. And we have. Are we perfect? No. But are we giving ourselves a chance? We are. And like I said, now we've just got to go do it in our building.
Please raise your hand if you have a question for Coach on the left side, Tom.
What has Andre Palat done for the last couple of games? It seemed like he really built off the last game the way he played tonight.
Well, to be honest, he plays like that all the time. And he is he's a warrior. He's talented, his compete, his hockey sense, everything. And you never hear boo from him. He just goes out and works. And I said, yesterday he's the guy that, is always looked at third on his line, but everybody wants him on their line. And that's, you have a valuable teammate when you kind of have that trait.
On the left side, Mark.
John, can you talk about the effectiveness since you've kind of had Cirelli on the Mika Zibanejad line, it seems to have kind of turned things a little bit these last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's a worker, and he's hard to play against. And the puck battles, he's as good as I've seen, and in winning those, the way he forechecks. And big thing for us, everybody wants to score, but we can make some of these skilled players have to play D maybe a few times here. They chip and change, and now they've got to regroup, and you're keeping them out of your defensive end. So, we have more control of that. Who knows what's going to happen there in New York? But, for us to get back into the series, we have to start keeping them off the board. And, Tony's line, especially him, he's done a heck of a job in that.
On the right side, standing up.
John, you guys are possessing and protecting the puck like the way that you did tonight. How much easier is it to protect maybe a one or two goal lead there? Because it wasn't the 52 shots the other night.
No, it wasn't. And I thought, I liked maybe the first period we had the puck a lot. We had it in their zone. And as I alluded to before, you're making them play D, and then they got to chip it out and they got to change. And so it can be frustrating. I thought, the second period probably had, we kind of took a little bit of a step back there, got a little too cute in what we wanted to do. And every time we did that, the goalie was there to make a save. But we never, didn't feel like we were spending prolonged times in our defensive zone, and that's what we want. I guess, you don't want to play defense, play offense. But we have to do it in a responsible way, and we're not going to get scoring chances, every single shift. But if, you chip in one, chip in there, and you're checking, that's what we did tonight.
Pick a few more.
You guys mentioned they can tell when Kucherov is on from the beginning of the game. It's the same way with Vasilevskiy too. In his last game or this game, you can tell when he's kind of in that little zone.
Well, I don't know. He's in that zone quite a bit. So I think, we have a luxury of him being in that zone. But, it's tough. I don't think they had a lot of looks early in the game. So he's got to keep himself mentally sharp. And then they start getting their looks, he's got to be there. And so I always think that's, why do you marvel at goaltenders that just can keep their focus when they don't see a lot of action and all of a sudden they're thrown into having to make a huge save? And it's not just Vasi, it's all goaltenders. You got to have that trait to be able to excel in this league. And he has that, but he's getting his mojo back. And, if anybody in this layoff probably got hurt, it was probably him. Because now you're taken out of your rhythm, but now he's got some games under his belt, and it looks great.
Front right.
Hey, John, for a guy that's never played in the playoffs, Brandon Hagel kind of feels like a really good playoff player. I'm just curious what you thought of his game tonight, and did you guys gain some spark from that fight there?
Most definitely. I mean, that's it takes courage to get in a fight, and that kid has it. He takes hits to make plays. Just to play on that line, he's on the ice with some darn good players on our team and their team, and so there's a lot of responsibility there. And we're not, he's getting some looks, and that's what I like about it. The puck's going in right now, they haven't, but he's checking, he's getting looks, he's working, and in the end, he's a pain in the butt to play against. And team first guy, and he's a warrior out there, and so he's been a great add for us.
We'll do one more on the right side.
Staying out of the penalty box obviously is the key every game, but how much has it been the last two games where you're not letting them sort of feed off your power play?
Yeah, well, they have an exceptional power play, and so spoke to Captain Obvious today, and he says to keep them off the power play is probably going to help your game, and he was clearly right.
Thank you for your time, Coach.